Michael?
Yo.
You know how we were talking about how it's freaking 24/7 purge out?
Okay. Yeah.
Somebody got out of their car and tried to fight me on the road yesterday.
Like, for real?
Yeah.
Like, give me the deets.
Okay, so, we're driving.
Okay.
Somebody gets all up on my butt.
Okay.
So I was like, okay, cool. I need to turn soon anyway. So I slowed very, very, very far down so I could get over in the other lane. Because there were cars next to me, and I could have sped up, but, you know. So I got over, and I was driving, and then I don't like driving my automatic, so...
What do you mean?
Not my automatic, my standard.
Yeah.
Because, like, I don't like tailgating people in my standard, because I don't want to kill it or hit them or something. Or mess up my transmission. So I left a ton of space between me and the next person. So this dude gets over, whips over, slams on his brakes.
Okay, so he just cuts you off.
Yeah, so I get all mad at him, and then he guns it, and I get over again because the person I was following was going really slow, and I was going to try to pass them real quick. I'm assuming he thought that I was being aggressive.
Okay.
So we stop at a red light. Dude gets out of his car and starts yelling stuff at me and pointing next to his car. Like, he was up like, what? No. Like, no. My bad, I guess. Freaking, it's 24/7 purge out. I almost got into a literal street fight.
Were you carrying your hatchet? Like, could you have taken this dude if you needed to?
I mean, he looked kind of old. Also, he got out of his car. I feel like that's mistake number one. Like, if you really wanted to, like, whip over, slam on that gas.
Why? Dude, I heard about road rage when I was in driver's ed.
Yeah.
We saw a video of road rage, and I don't know, man. It just seems like...
I almost failed the test that day in driver's ed because it was a multiple choice test, and they asked, what are you supposed to do if somebody starts yelling at you and acts like they're reaching for a weapon? And the correct answer was apparently apologize, even if it wasn't your fault. And I put...
Who reaches... Dude.
No.
I don't know, man.
And my answer was C, act like you're reaching for a weapon of your own.
No, like...
Which is not correct.
Here's the thing, right?
Which is... That's not a joke. I did only pass by one question.
Here's the thing. Let's say you're driving somewhere and someone does a bad drive thing to you and you get mad, which is, like, legit. Like, I'm not going to say don't get mad if somebody does a bad drive thing. But if somebody does a bad drive thing to you, does it, like, warrant physical assault? Or should you just pull out that oh-so-handy, I'm going to bring this in and become a studio regular, that secret flag you've got in your pocket, that who-gives-a-crap flag? Like, if somebody gets mad at you, or you get mad at somebody else for driving, you realize you're going to forget this in 45 minutes, most likely, unless you actually get in a wreck.
Or, I don't know, they get out of their car to try to fight you? I'm not going to forget this ever, dog. Freaking purge.
I don't, man. I mean, if this was a purge, you should have just murked the dude on the spot.
Just whip over.
And I'm not going to advocate violence, but if it's the purge, then there's no sins. No crimes, at least. Sins, yes.
Sins, yes. Sins are a constant.
Sins, yes. Crimes, no. Why is it that violence is the... Like, why not just fraud? Why is it not like, oh, the purge. Dude, I am going to insider trade the crap out of this for a whole day. I'm going to be Martha Stewart up in this piece, and I'm going to make $1 billion by cheating the stock market.
I mean, like, yeah, it's just like, I don't know, because doesn't the stock market take time? You only got 24 hours. Oh, dude, freaking, I got it, let me pitch this to you, Hollywood. Purge, the long con. Somebody uses, like, 19 purges to long con the stock market. Billionaire.
The video's recording, right?
Yeah.
It feels weird.
Because we can't see ourselves?
We have a producer again. Remember that one episode where we had a producer? We do again. And it feels...
But don't worry, we found a way to not share the spotlight this time. Like,
yeah,
we had to last time.
I was like, that producer was in that shot the whole time.
What the...
What the heck is that?
Hey, seen, but not actually seen or heard is more what we're shooting for here.
Welcome to Life's What You Rate It, episode 23. This is the podcast where me and my bro, my name's Michael.
I'm Mark.
And we get on this mic and we tell you what's good and what's bad. And first, let's start off with your opening story. How do we rate road rage?
Well, like, road rage that warrants physical violence is a 1 out of 10. Don't hit somebody because of their driving.
Don't hit somebody because they're driving. Unless they hit your car, in which case, you must hit them physically.
With
the books. Not with, give them your insurance paperwork.
Book them.
And take their insurance paperwork and call the cops.
But not like book them. Like not like hit them with a book physically and hurt them. But physically say, hey,
I'm You need to bring the hammer down on them. The justice hammer, not a physical hammer.
Not Mjolnir either.
And
the hammer of justice. And not the hammer in the way that Yours, Mine, and Ours talks about. I'm not talking about spanking.
Do you road rage?
I spend a lot of time, I'm dating somebody who road rages, and I spend a lot of time, my coworker road rages, and it's rubbing off on me a little bit, but it's mostly because I'm, again, scared to drive my car, and I'm road raging out of fear for them. Not like I'm upset that they're driving slow, it's more like, dude, I really don't want to accidentally hit you, and I feel very uncomfortable behind this wheel.
I used to not like driving my manual transmission, but I've come around to, like, I feel like a beast.
Much like Green Day?
When I come around. I feel like a beast when I do it, though. Like, because I feel like Brian Spillner. O'Connor, I mean. Sorry.
You sound like a serial killer.
What?
That's what he says when for about his cover name, Spillner. Oh. Sounds like a serial killer's name.
My bad.
Dude, you gotta get it on those furious deep cuts, man.
Yeah, well, here's the thing. We have only rated one thing so far, and I feel like our rating to not rating ratio is going down. We've already rated the Fast and Furious, so I'd like you to tell me what you're talking about this week. It's not that late. It's 9:58.
Dude, my bedtime's 9:55, so we gotta hurry up. I'm gonna get cranky here in a second. Alright. So, there's a special thing that happens twice a year, Michael.
Okay.
And that is two specific holidays.
Akon! Go ahead.
So you just...
Lonely Island!
You're just like, hey, you know
what I was just making a super subtle joke.
No, you're like, hey, you know what works really well for the Lonely Island is for to have Akon kind of hype himself up on their tracks? So we don't have Akon, unfortunately, we don't have access to Akon, but I am going to start just kind of throwing my own Akon hype track into our podcast mix here.
Well, I also want T-Pain, and so like every once in a while, if you do a joke, I'll be like, Shadai! And we'll auto-tune that part so it sounds like T-Pain.
No, well, it'll do it acoustic, so he does it regular.
Okay.
And those specific holidays are Easter and Halloween. Michael, do you know what special thing happens around Easter and Halloween?
Is it related to candy?
It is related to candy.
Easter?
A type of candy.
Easter, when the pagan bunny who gives Nero, the reborn Nero god, we give each other candy.
Is that what you said? Did you just say that?
Did I say weed?
I heard you say weed. Or did you say we?
We and then you we celebrate weird. The pagan god Nero by celebrating the fertility god and giving each other candy.
And we do a small pagan ritual
in Halloween that
is disguised as Easter egg hunt.
Well, the candy's inside the eggs. We don't use real eggs on Easter egg hunts, do we?
I don't know how it works. Dude, I don't remember ever doing an Easter egg hunt in my whole life.
Okay. That's because you don't celebrate the pagan god Nero enough.
That's true. I'm really lacking in my Nero religionality.
Yeah, he gets reborn through an egg.
That's how you say your religion, right? Your religionality?
No, it's religiosity.
Dang it, frick. Now I look like an idiot on the internet.
You're dyslexic, people know.
It's okay.
This is not the first time people figured it out.
No, they've known the whole time. Can't hide that crap.
So what about the other one, when we actually, like, celebrate the spirits being free?
No, the same candy comes out. This candy is...
Oh!
Chewy Nerds.
So they don't really come out on Halloween anymore, though.
They do. They're in stores now.
No. For real?
Straight up,
we could buy Chewy Nerds right now at the real stores?
Straight up.
No, big chewy nerds.
I gave them.
Don't tease me, dude.
I was at the Rambos. I gave them to them the other day. They hadn't had them.
Can you confirm this, producer?
Yes, we did have those.
Yeah, and they're dope. They're the best candy. They're currency because they're rare.
No, dude. Let me tell you about the Chewy Nerd. Right, the Chewy Nerd. Is the Bumpy Nerds also? People call them Bumpy Nerds now. I think they used to be called Chewy Nerds, and they changed to Bumpy Nerds. These beasts are so addictive. They're like crack cocaine. When I eat them, I also choke a lot. I think it has to do with...
They have a weird chew.
The crack cocaine on the outside.
Yes.
But they, these beasts are so good. They're some of my favorite candy. And you can normally only get them at Easter. They used to bring them back for Halloween. They stopped. Now it appears they may be, are they the black and orange ones?
No, they're just regs.
Dang.
Which means maybe they're just a real candy you can buy.
Are they just
now
becoming real? So here's the thing. We used to use these things as like
bartering system, kind of.
Like we would buy chewy nerds at Easter and we would stock up, and that stock would have to last us the whole year, Oregon Trail style. And so like,
so sometimes you're making sacrifices. I'm sorry, my 2-year-old daughter, you can't have candy today. We don't have that much left.
Like, you fancy non-Christians out there, you're like, yo, we save the wine for the special occasions. Me and my bro and my friend's bros and their bros, we have
just all the kind of bros.
All the bros in the bro army. We
every day have to save that.
You stop at night? We use this stupid candy as like, dude, this is a special occasion. I'm gonna pull out a bag of chewy nerds and we're gonna split this beast. And that's like a real sacrifice because this crap is only available once a year. So like, if I pull out my bag of chewy nerds and we split a bag of chewy nerds for a holiday,
we're friends.
It's freaking real. We just made a sacrifice and that's what it's about. Dude, what are you coughing on this podcast for? You freaking nasty.
I think it's the, so here's the problem.
You sick, nasty beast.
Disadvantage here. Okay, so we're talking about a lot of the advantages.
You're sick, butt beast.
Dude, it's normal visible stagnation 3 up in this piece. So disadvantage to chewy nerds. They don't have vitamin C in them. You will catch scurvy if you don't eat enough vitamin C like
we're
I
not,
did.
We're not acting like chewy nerds are medicine and or a dietary supplement.
So disadvantage. Also, I'm told they're bad for gains. My roommate, is very big into working out and exercising, and
is your roommate a bro?
He's a real bro.
Okay.
Also, just a bro, if you know what I mean. But also like a bro, if you know what I mean. But, freaking.
Whatever my head, keep going.
Freaking is all about those gains, man. Just those gains. And he's constantly telling me what food I shouldn't eat if I'm trying to get in better shape.
He judges you hard?
Not judges me hard as much as kind of judges
like,
me hard.
Like passive aggressive judges you?
Yeah.
Like you come home and you're eating a bag of ramens and he's like, really?
Kinda.
Again?
Actually, that's not a joke.
Which, to be fair, when you lived here, I also did the same thing.
Yeah, but here's the thing. It didn't feel as bad coming from you. No,
because I was like, dog, you're eating ramens. You should be eating this crap. And I'm like sitting there eating like a tub of lard, just like straight
and
butter.
And you're just like, this is my 9th plate of nachos today.
I'm like, dude, watch this. I'll fry this butter in butter and just swallow it whole. I don't even taste it anymore.
Just put it in a small shot glass and stop.
Watch me slam this butter. I take butter and I melt it and then I shotgun it from a can.
I beast this crap. I snort it sometimes too, dog. Just gotta get it up in there. I just need that butter.
Yo, watch how fast I can swallow a bag of Skittles.
Freaking Kevin from The Office, the Skittles, man. He's gonna get wild. So, like, no, so my roommate will no joke passive. For instance, I said, I don't remember what I said, but it was a joke about, well, he made me go to the gym with him, and he always is yelling at me to lift heavier things. And I'm like, hey, bud, you think if I could lift that heavier thing, I would be lifting this light thing now? Don't you think that kind of how it works? If I could lift that thing, I would try. He's like, no, try. And then I try, can't lift it. He's like, oh, yeah, good point. Almost every time. That's how this whole, like, interaction goes.
Are you trying to use this as a therapy session and talk about your insecurities about,
like... That's all we do. This is just us. This is just therapy for us. But no joke, I said something like, well, you probably need to stop eating Doritos then. I'm like, Zach, I didn't bring up food at all. No, I was like, first of all, we've had a bag of Doritos that is mine, yes, in the apartment for the better part of a week and a half. I think if you milk a bag of Doritos for, like, 2 weeks, maybe you don't have an issue and you're trying to work through your life problems of eating 2 bags of Doritos every other day. But like,
if you eat 2 bags of Doritos every other day, isn't that just a bag a day?
Yeah, I thought that through as I was saying it, but I was hoping nobody would catch it.
My bad. Yes, and sorry.
But like, I was like, no, what brought that up? No. Not to mention Zach's also like all the time like, so I kind of just I food I've seen Zach eat since I've lived in the apartment. Chicken that I've made. and and applesauce, microwave popcorn, and freaking those boxes of, like, beef rice that you can buy. He'll make two boxes of those, put it on a plate, and eat it all at once. I feel like that can't be that much better than you than some of my dieting choices.
Side note, applesauce is awesome, even when you're grown up.
Oh, no, dude. It's like, for some reason, they don't think that you like it
little,
as adults.
Put a little bit of sugar cinnamon in that applesauce and stir it in. So
good. Have you ever put jelly in your applesauce?
No, but I'm not opposed.
A little bit of raspberry jelly in your applesauce and mix that in. Oh, heck,
darn me.
It's so good. Dude, when I got...
Oh, I'd be licking that bowl.
Dude, you said bowl. Oh, that's not what I heard. So, like, when I got my wisdom teeth out, you best believe that raspberry jelly applesauce was my jam, literally, and pun intended.
Get it? When I got my wisdom teeth removed,
you blew the cheeseburger.
I asked my wife, well, yeah, that's how it ended. Very poorly. Alright, real quick. When I got my wisdom teeth out, I was high as a kite and asked my wife for McDonald's.
And loved it
I asked
so
my
much.
Wife for McDonald's, and she was like, I guess. And I was like, cool. And so.
Didn't you propose to her?
No, but I did, we'll say, hit on my wife in some not-so-subtle ways. But the thing was, I ordered McDonald's, and my wife let a high person who just had wisdom teeth order McDonald's. They got me McDonald's.
Did you I yell passed over out. Her
no, no,
to
no,
the
no.
speaker box?
She ordered it for okay. me, which maybe is worse. Then I go home, I try to eat this thing, and I'm like, I don't think I'm actually ready for this. I try to slam some water and rinse my gums out, and yo, when you have wisdom teeth surgery out and you take some cold water and slam it in your gums, you may experience a pain unlike any you've ever seen before and drop to the ground. You may hit your knees immediately and cry and say, I'm done with life.
You also might buy Destiny and rave about how Destiny is one of the best games of the year.
Let me tell you what. This is our Minecraft Christian server here, but if you ever want to get high and play Destiny, that game's real good.
That game's real good on that Vicodin, man.
If you're on Vicodin and you play Destiny, it may be the greatest game you've ever played.
Because I remember you talked about how good it was, and then I played it, and I was like, it's not bad.
No, dude.
I don't hate it.
It's
but
so
you talked
good.
About how good it was,
dude.
And then, like, progressively, as the longer you play Destiny off drugs, you're like...
I'm sitting here buzzing, and I'm... So, like, the game, actually, the shooting in that game feels extremely good. I don't want to get too video gamey here, but I'm sitting here, and I'm buzzing, and I'm like, boom, 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 wasting these aliens, and I'm just like, this is the greatest game ever! And I was so
You could
buzzed.
Not quit singing Destiny's praises for
so
long.
I was so buzzed, dude. And Destiny's so good,
like,
I'm liking it.
But, like, for real, the longer Michael played Destiny after he ran out of Vicodin, the more he's like, it's okay.
It's pretty like, good. Like,
fine. He was like, no, it's a great game. To, like, it's a good game. It's pretty good. It's okay. It's not a bad game. Was, like, just over the month of him playing Destiny not on Vicodin. He's like, it's not bad. It's pretty good. It's fine.
Yeah, anyway, I was eating...
So hold on, saying is...
Wisdom teeth.
Destiny on Vicodin, 10 out of 10.
Absolutely, dude, that game is amazing. Oh, dude, I don't even want to get into it, but it's good. Anyway, I got so tired of not being able to eat food with my wisdom teeth that I decided, well, what if I just blend a burger and...
drink it.
In a blender, and I cooked a burger.
Is Michael's favorite food of all time is cheeseburgers, so you think he would know better than to desecrate
I spent a week without being able to eat solid foods. My mind was not working correctly. Made myself a burger and all the toppings, literally made a burger. Put the thing in a blender. Blended that beast up into one of the nastiest substances I've ever seen. Took one drink and said... I made a mistake.
And said essentially, I did an abomination on God's creation.
I'm almost positive my dog wouldn't eat it.
Did you try to give it to Charlie?
I think I tried to give it to Charlie and he didn't want it. That crap was nasty. It was the grainiest thing I've ever tried to drink in my life. It was so gross.
Well, you just, the good, see, here, what, one thing, so this is a weird Whack Matters pro tip here, that we all know
don't
about.
Don't blend burgers?
No, that we all know about the site. The trick to a good liquid drink is grit. You just want some grit to it. That's how you know it's a good drink. That's why pulp orange juice is so good. I've always wanted little hairs in the thing that I'm drinking. So here's my problem with soda, man. This Surge came back and everybody talked about Surge for all this time. I was like, oh, I want the Surge. I drank it. I said, wait, there's not little hairs in this freaking Surge? What the, is this crap? And I threw it across the room because I was like, no, there's either grit and hairs in my drinks or it's nothing. But, like, for real, though, have you ever wondered that about people?
I don't mind pulpy orange juice. No,
here's the thing. Again, I don't, I'm dunking on pulp. I don't hate pulpy orange juice. I'm not saying that. Like, I am kind of saying that. But I've also known people who refuse to drink it without pulp. And I'm like, the hairs add that much for you, bud.
Sometimes you
the little hairs. The little hairs listen, and grit listen. To your drink add that much to
I
you.
I want you to calm all the way down and tell me that you don't like to chew your drinks.
It's like...
You can't honestly tell me that when you're taking a drink of something, you don't want to chew it.
You can't go, dude, but like, no. This Mountain Dew is good, but if there's a little crunch to it...
What if this Mountain... No, see, that's the thing. Like, ice is crunchy. Ice isn't bad. You're drinking your Mountain Dew, and you're like, ooh, hold on. There's a little ooey gooey in here.
You hit a little patch of yogurt texture in your Mountain Dew. Is what you really
have you ever seen people drink kombucha? What if they get the little SCOBY in there? Like, ooh, I want to eat a little slug with my drink. I need to get a little okay. little snail in
reason,
here.
Reason number two that I won't drink kombucha, besides the fact that it's gross as balls. Second reason is there's no possible way I do that and don't choke. Because if I'm going to drink that, I'm going
to
be like, hey,
I don't think you're supposed to drink the SCOBY.
I'm down in this beast. Okay, yeah, but I'm like, okay, here's the thing. There's no way I'm going to take a sip of this and be like, ooh, I'm going back for round ooh. Number two. Like, no, I'm going to go. I'm dead. Also, real quick side note, speaking of the, like, I only like orange juice with pulp in it. I have a friend who doesn't like cheese pizza. They'll be like, no, I like, no, like, do you like pepperoni pizza? Yeah. You don't like cheese pizza. No, it tastes bad.
I mean, it doesn't taste just, very good.
Okay, but it's the same thing. You just put pepperonis on it.
I'm not going to say cheese pizza's bad.
You can't tell me. Like, you can tell me that, like, pepperoni pizza is better, but you can't tell me that plain cheese pizza is bad if you like pizza.
Unless it comes from Golden Corral.
Okay, but that's all of Golden Corral's pizza is bad.
Yeah.
Like, okay, well, I guess if you're speaking about Golden Corral's pizza specifically, the only good part about it is the pepperoni. So maybe they've only had pizza from Golden Corral. So they think pizza is bad, but the pepperoni part tastes good. Thus, what they're more saying is pepperoni tastes good, pizza's bad.
So let's rewind, right? Let's rewind. Burgers in a blender, 1 out of 10.
Also, real quick, do you remember when we started this and we said, hey, if we get off on a tangent or something, producer, you can jump in and kind of let us know we're off on a tangent?
I kind of assumed she left.
We were trying to talk about candy, these good, good, chewy nerds, and then I yelled about pulp for like 6 minutes, I think, is how this went.
Yo, how do we want to rate orange juice with pulp?
A freaking, like, a 5, or like a 6. But I think without pulp is like a 7. I think it's better without pulp.
Dude, last episode, last week, I was drinking an Orange Julius. And like I couldn't... Pulp? No. I couldn't have an orange... There was a texture. Like, do smoothies count as textured drinks? They kind of are. Hold but it's on. Smooth and creamy.
Is there, like, a chunk of strawberry in there, though?
Oh, but if there was, that'd be good. There wasn't in mine. But what if I had Orange Julius with strawberries? That sounds so freaking delicious right now. Man.
Why? See, like, here's the thing. People talk about desserts all the time, and then they talk about their cakes and their chocolate pies and stuff. And I'm like, no, gross. I usually give off the impression I don't like desserts. People don't make enough fruity desserts. If somebody was like, hey, do you want this dessert? It's this freaking, I made a raspberry, I put raspberries in an Orange Julius for you. Do you want this? I'd be like, yes, I do. It's weird that I would eat that every day.
Yeah, that sounds so good.
Or like, oh, hey, do you want this blueberry cobbler? Yes, I do want your blueberry cobbler.
I feel like there's a lot of fruit desserts in the world.
But people don't make those and talk about them nearly as much.
Oh, that's all I'm going to eat.
Yeah. Okay, but I can't work. Okay. It's weird. Look at the reach and pull that we have as people. I think we're very clearly in some sort of minority, Michael.
I need to bring back a joke that I made earlier on social media this week. It's going to be a callback to a joke I've already made. But in case you missed it...
It's a multi-layered joke.
Do you know how good it is? We need to rate something real quick. We rated orange juice. Let's rate cheese pizza. Five.
Yeah. No! Like a 6, because it's still pizza. Pizza's good.
5. I'm gonna go for 5. Because, like, it's not good or bad. It's just kind of there.
Okay, here's the thing, though. You can't tell me we're in freaking Huntington, West Virginia, and we go to Vonnie's.
Vonnie's is not cheap. That is not... It's a different level.
Okay, fine. That's fair enough. We'll give it a 5.
I'll eat a Vonnie's cheese pizza.
You can't tell me Vonnie's cheese pizza is a 5 out of 10.
No, not a Vonnie's cheese pizza. But, like, if you say a regular cheese pizza from a Pizza Hut, it's a 5. Now, pepperoni pizza from most places. Like, an average pepperoni pizza. Like, an 8. I want a pepperoni pizza, and I'll slam one anytime.
Okay, dude. Casey's Pizza?
Dude, if you live in a place where you can go to a gas station called Casey's, get some of the pizza there. Do yourself a freaking favor. A
freaking pepperoni Casey's pizza?
It's so good.
We do this thing where anytime our boss gives us lunch, like sometimes, here's the joke.
Why are we so hungry this episode?
Dude, I'm really hungry. Actually, now that you mentioned that.
Did you not eat dinner?
No, I had some of that dip and I liked it and then your kid put his hand all in it and I didn't want to eat it anymore.
You know?
Chuck, anytime our boss essentially... We'll do this thing where he's like, hey, this house that you have to work on is gonna suck. So he gives us dollars for lunch. And every single time this has ever happened, we've gone to Casey's and slammed a Casey's pizza in the middle of the workday. Which, in case you're curious, on a good way to kill motivation and productivity in a physical labor job is slam a Casey's pizza.
I feel like I like to talk about my obesity on this podcast a fair bit. And one of the things about my obesity on this podcast is... I am very irresponsible with food, which obviously I'm obese, that duh. But what I'm saying is, like, you say that you're an irresponsible drinker if you drink to the point where you, like, can't control yourself. Like, I feel like I always eat to the point where I almost immediately pass out with a food coma. Like...
Michael's always on that Thanksgiving day pumped for this grind. Like, food.
Even right now, it's like, I'm on a diet. I'm losing weight. Okay, right? So, but usually Amanda and I will try to find a time to have a date night. And on date night, diet stuff is off. It's like, this night, I'm going to be bad. Whatever. So, we go to the...
keep it peachy.
We go to the... we go to the OG or something, right? So, I show up at Olive Garden. I've been eating... healthy or like reasonable portions all week. I go to the Olive Garden.
Did you call it the OG?
Yeah, dude, it's the OG, the original gangster of Italian restaurants. It's the Olive Garden.
OG.
It's the OG. OG. So I walk in and I'm like, "Yo, hit me up with this pasta bowl." So I eat my salad. I eat my appetizer. I'm drinking like strawberry lemonade or some crap because I'm a freaking hardcore man. And they hand me a bowl of seafood Alfredo, and I wolf it down in approximately 2 minutes, right? Because I've been on a diet, and I'm going to eat this crap tonight, right? Before my wife is halfway done with her food, I'm almost passed out on the table because I'm so tired. I'm that sleepy. I'm just like, because my stomach now weighs 1,000 pounds, and I don't know how to live as a grown-up anymore.
You've just lost.
Like, sometimes, like, you go to work,
I
and it's like...
I de-aged, like, 6 years and panic.
I normally bring, like, six? I normally bring, like, leftovers and eat, like, a reasonable amount for lunch, but every once in a while, something happens at work, and I'll be like, yo, dude, I'm gonna slam this cheeseburger, and I sit down at my desk to work, and I'm like, boom, head on the desk, immediately.
Question for you, Michael, have you fallen asleep at your desk looking at a computer?
I've fallen asleep at my desk quite recently, waiting on hold for somebody.
I worked at a coffee shop that was a very busy coffee shop. I was doing the order on my computer, staring at a computer screen, and I did fall asleep and hit my head on the table.
I dropped a phone on my head the other day, falling asleep. I feel like we're like
laying in bed and drop.
We're losing the plot here because we're talking about the 10 out of 10 that is Chewy Nerds.
Okay, yeah, Chewy Nerds are no, they're 10 out of 10. They're phenomenal.
And you should get some. The bags are like $2 or $2.50 or something, and you should get some and treat you'll eat the yourself. Whole bag. They're so crunchy on the outside and chewy on the side, which like normally, like a Skittle, for instance. If I'm trying to eat Skittles conservatively, you put the Skittles in your mouth and you can suck on them and it softens that outer part. Then you chew the inner part and that's good because you get a little bit of like a mixture thing. Don't suck on the outside of the Chewy Nerds because they don't have a flavor that much and the crunch is important.
Yes.
So when you put them in your mouth, bite them.
So essentially, no joke what it is a flavorless, almost flavorless sugar jelly bean with a nerd on the outside.
And when you crunch it though, the melding of the textures is what does it, because the taste is so good.
It's like a nerd, but if you suck all of it off, it doesn't. And then it's just a bad jelly
bean. The inside's gross.
It's a crunchy bad jelly bean.
Bite the thing, it's so good, but I also do almost choke whenever I eat them for some reason.
Yeah, there are odd stickiness. So what we're saying is, handle with care. Also, real quick PSA, we are not responsible if you guys happen to choke on Chewy Nerds. But please do handle with care.
Just make sure when you're eating them, you have drinks handy.
Also, don't eat them by yourself, for obvious reasons.
Do you want to know my favorite superhero that's ever been?
Is it Spider-Man?
Yeah, so there's a guy named Peter Parker, and tell me the most defining characteristic of Peter Parker.
Glasses.
He's a nerd.
Oh, yeah. Which, same thing.
Yeah, he has glasses. All people with glasses are nerds.
I thought you meant physical characteristic for some reason.
No, I've loved Peter Parker because he's such a nerd. And it reminded me about, like, the pantheon of my life. Like, I grew up not knowing much about superheroes and then figuring them out. And, like, the first real superhero movie, aside from, like, the 1960s Batman that I saw, was the original Spider-Man.
With that shark repellent, though.
And that original Spider-Man movie was really cool for me.
Sam Raimi Spider-Man movie.
Sam Raimi Spider-Man movie. And then the Spider-Man 2 movie and Spider-Man 3 movie. And the thing about Peter Parker is he's such a dweeb and a real nerdo.
Hey, can you not talk about Tobey Maguire like that, dude? He's a person.
Tobey Maguire is a real dweeb also. Is Tobey Maguire ever in movies where he's not a dweeb?
He was in The Wolf of Wall Street. I don't know if he's a dweeb in that, but I didn't see it.
I feel like if Tobey Maguire were to try to play a character that wasn't a dweeb, you wouldn't take it seriously.
I don't know if I've seen Tobey Maguire in anything except for Spider-Man.
Isn't he in the horse movie about Seabiscuit?
Never seen it.
I think he's in the movie called Seabiscuit about horses, and he's a jockey. I think he's a dweeb. In real life.
Do you get him and Elijah Wood mixed up in your head a lot?
No, ever. Because yeah. Elijah Wood's a real pro gamer. And he just made a game.
Really?
Yeah. He, like, worked on a game and made it.
Are you sure he wasn't, getting stabbed in the heart? It's a Lord of the Rings joke.
He was wearing chainmail. You frickin' nerd!
No, he got... You know about Elijah Wood's passion project of video games.
I know a lot about video games.
No, I know a lot about Elijah Wood.
From listening to you, you stupid nerd.
No, you're just a big Elijah Wood fan. Okay, keep going. About Spider-Man.
Remember Spider-Man 3 and how, like, most people thought it was bad because there's too many villains?
Yeah, but they were wrong. Because here's the thing.
Do you like Spider-Man 3?
Yeah.
I love Spider-Man 3.
Here's the thing, I played this video game called Marvel Spider-Man, a lot of villains in that puppy, good game.
Biggest movie I have seen the most time in theaters is Spider-Man 3. I think I saw it maybe like 4 times in the theater, which is a lot for me, considering I never go to the movie theater.
Especially anymore,
but I love Spider-Man 3 a lot. Anyway, do you remember the greatest thing about Spider-Man 3?
His dance.
When he goes all emo Peter Parker?
Yes.
I would like to bring into question emo Peter Parker as a thing that we should rate, because most people act like it's a bad thing that Peter Parker chooses emo hair and does a weird jazz dance and dances on the street and does that. Like, Can we not accept that that's one of the most hilarious things I've ever seen in a movie?
You sent me a clip. You sent me a video that proposed these Spider-Man movies to me in an entire way that I never considered. He has a theory that the Spider-Man Sam Raimi trilogy is more a comedy than a serious look about, like, introspective look on a superhero.
Looking back at Spider-Man 1, it's corny as crap, dude.
All of them are. Me and Danny just rewatched them, no joke. And that's why it's funny that you sent that video. They are comedies. And they are hilarious. There's a lot of corniness. There's a lot of, like, just some of the most buck wild stuff happens. They're so 2000s, which adds to the corniness now, watching and looking back on them.
Yo, a joke that I didn't get when a movie first came out, but that's hilarious now, is the JJJ joke, where he says that if you call Spider-Man bad, it's slander, and he's like, I take offense at that remark, slander is spoken, if it's written, it's libel.
Yeah.
Which is such a good line.
He also has the running theory of that whole time that freaking, what's his name, ad-libs all of his lines.
Yeah, JJJ. But here's the thing, though. I feel like people treat emo Peter Parker in Spider-Man 3 like he's freaking Jar Jar Binks in the first Star Wars movie.
Well, I mean, yeah, like the good Star Wars movies.
But he's so good ones. Dude, when he goes out when he stands on the street and claps his hands and he's doing that dance.
And the finger guns and the...
Is that not the greatest thing that's ever happened in movie cinema history?
Or when he does like...
Screw Citizen Kane! Tobey Maguire's emo Spider-Man and he's dancing for literally no reason!
No, he just put on those new threads. And he's feeling good about himself.
He's got a symbiote, and he's like, yo.
I just bought a suit. And then everybody wants to body shame Peter Parker on the street.
He puts his hair down.
Dude, okay, the scene when he runs by the mirror, stops, backs up, looks in the mirror, and is just like...
He puts his
hair
down.
And then takes off again.
So it's even, listen, people, if you think we're making fun of something, and maybe you forgot... Because, like, listen, if you're listening and you're a nerd, you know exactly what we're talking about. You've seen it a million times, and it probably scarred you for life.
And you hate it.
If you're a major demographic, which is moms, you may not remember Spider-Man 3 at all if you've ever seen it. Google Spider-Man 3 emo Peter Parker, and that scene is just freaking hilarious.
And here's the thing. Here's the context you need going into it. He has a weird alien that makes him more aggressive and evil.
The dude is a dweebo nerd. And he gets possessed by an alien
that makes him aggressive and evil, and then walks down the street and does this dance. That is all you need to know. That is technically all the buildup you need for this to make sense in context. And that's what the movie gives you. And it's phenomenal.
Emo Peter Parker.
I think he might be transcendent.
10, dog. He's a 10. I don't give a crap, dude. We don't have anybody that listens to this podcast that cares about this crap. Like, that's we're talking true. About moms, right? So, like, when I say this crap, I'm saying it's a 10 out of 10, dude.
It's so...
You watched the movie again. Did you still like 3? Do you like 3?
Again, it's funny. Like, okay, here's the thing.
Yo, Mark, how's that fruit pie?
So good.
Oh boy, yeah.
Strawberries.
What a freaking weird movie! I just love Spider-Man 3, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
And the video you sent me was like everything this teacher says is in the whispered tone and sounds like a bad threat. What's up?
You need to go watch Spider-Man 1 through 3 again. I'm sorry. This is one of those episodes where I'm laughing a ton and I don't know if anyone else will like it. But I personally find... This episode, hilarious.
You were talking and throughout that woman's entire presentation. Why don't we go and learn how to listen? Like, what? If you guys keep this up, you will be failing my course.
Like, what? That movie also has, like, the worst example of clearly 30-year-olds playing high schoolers.
So, real quick, Bruce Campbell's in every movie, and it's so good. I'm such a Bruce Campbell fan. Sam Axe is a good character. I like Bruce Campbell so much.
If you are the type of person that likes to listen to podcasts, you might also like listening to audiobooks. If you go to audibletrial.com/whackmatters, you could sign up for a free 30-day trial of Audible's service, where you can listen to an audiobook for free for 30 days, and you can pick up something awesome like Aragorn or the Circle Trilogy, or you like to talk about The Hobbit, and check out some of these awesome fantasy books. And if you do that by going to audibletrial.com/whackmatters, that gives us a little kickback. It's a way to support this show and help us try to pick back up onto our feet after we have been failing so spectacularly.
So we can freaking just give mom that rent money and get off our back.
Yeah, so we can finally get out of our parents' basement.
Okay, no joke. There's no possibility when dad gets back from his work trip that he doesn't strong arm
us. That doesn't kick us out for being the height of laziness with this podcast.
There's no possible way that doesn't happen. So you guys need to really help us get that rent money.
Audibletrial.com/wagmatters.
I'm also very hungry.
Additionally, yeah, you could tell how hungry we are this episode. Like, just extremely hungry.
When Michael says he's dieting, it's because we're broke because you guys don't give us dollars. Do you want his kids to be that hungry, too?
If you don't want to sign up for Audible because you're a monster, you could just go to our website and there's a donate button.
Yeah,
and
by certain, donate, if you hate the idea of stories and getting your work done.
By donate, we mean putting food in the mouth of my children who are starving. There's a donate button there. And then if you also want to just keep checking out that whackmatters.com page, there's a link to our store, which is whackmatters.storeenvy.com, where you could buy a dope t-shirt that has the Whack Matters logo on it, just like my good, solid homeboy Brett did this week. I want to shout out, if you want to buy a t-shirt and you don't want us to shout you out, please notify it, because otherwise you're going to be our favorite person for a while, like Brett.
Especially as we're like this small, no way we're not singing your praises if you buy a t-shirt at this point.
And like, clearly we only have people that know us that care about us right now. So like, Brett, you're my freaking bro right now. Like, I love
Brett,
you so much.
Here's the thing, Brett, I'm going to be brutally honest with you. You were right here, bought that t-shirt. Here.
Yeah, dude. You can buy our friendship.
No, yeah, we can be bought.
At whackmatters.storyv.com.
That's good.
So, thanks for listening to our dumb show. I hope it was funny as it was for you, as for us. I don't know how to talk anymore.
We hope you enjoyed it.
Do you have a joke? Oh, wait, hold on. I guess I should do things. Like, we have a YouTube channel. Subscribe to us on YouTube. That is cool. Like our page on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter or Instagram. We're twitter.com/whackmatters, facebook.com/whackmatters, on Instagram, we're whackmatters_com, and on iTunes, on whackmatters, we're having audio weirdness go on, check us out on iTunes and like our podcast, we love you. Do you have a funny joke?
No, hold on. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Who?
Who?
You hear owls?
Bye.